Lesson 4. The Tiger's Whisker. This folktale from Korea tells us how love can heal deep wounds, not quickly or easily, but with patience and courage. Once, Kim Soon-young's life was filled with happiness. She and her husband, Liang Po, one of the most affable of men, cultivated the fields of their small farm and raised three children with never an angry word spoken between them. But when war broke out, Liang Po was forced to serve in the army, even though he abhorred violence. While he was away, Soon-young and her three children worked hard to ensure the success of the farm. They took satisfaction in planting and harvesting, caring for the livestock, and keeping the farm buildings in good repair, all without outside help. The war, though, dragged on interminably. There were times when Soon-young grew despondent, thinking she would never see Liang Po again. But one day in the early spring, as she was drawing water from the well, she looked up to see him limping along the road toward the farm. Scarcely able to believe her eyes, Soon-young rushed to greet him and welcome him home. Her joy was short-lived, however, for it did not take long to see that something was amiss. There had been a profound change in Liang Po. He, who always had been ready for a joke or a romp with his children, was now irascible and snapped at them without cause. He shut himself away like a recluse, responding to Soon-young's pleas that he join her and the children for the evening meal with a stony silence. If she persisted, he would launch into a tirade that caused her to flee his presence. He took no interest in the farm, no pleasure in his family, and refused to talk about what troubled him. In time, Soon-young, having lost patience with her husband, had no more dealings with him. Liang Po's mother, who lived in the next village, was distressed by her daughter-in-law's unhappiness. She persuaded Soon-young to visit a local herbalist, a woman who was famous as much for her sage advice as for her herbal remedies. Soon-young's sad story touched this woman's heart. "Your husband undoubtedly witnessed terrible scenes while in the army, for that is the nature of war," she told Soon-young. "He is haunted by those memories. Fortunately, there is a cure, but it requires a whisker plucked from a wild tiger. When you bring it to me, you shall have the remedy your husband needs." In a tremulous voice, Soon-young thanked the herbalist. The thought of facing a wild tiger filled her with dread, but she loved her husband, and this impelled her to follow the herbalist's instructions. She made her way to the tiger's lair, where she was greeted with a terrifying roar that reverberated through the forest. She fled in a panic, convinced that the wild beast was about to tear her limb from limb. Still, she found the courage to return the next day, this time with a piece of red meat. After smelling it suspiciously, the tiger devoured the meat. Day after day, Soon-young returned with more meat until the tiger grew so accustomed to her that she was finally able to rub its head and tickle its throat without being afraid. At last there came a day when she found the courage to reach out and pluck one of its whiskers. The tiger drew back and growled, but it did not attack her. Triumphantly, Soon-young returned to the herbalist with the tiger's whisker, entreating her to prepare the remedy she needed. The wise herbalist replied that Soon-young had already found the cure. "If you can win the trust of a savage tiger," she said, "surely you can find the patience to regain the affection of your husband, whose heart has been hardened by war." Soon-young thanked the herbalist for teaching her a valuable lesson. In time, her patience was rewarded when Liang Po was restored to his former self.